This is Rio Pacino for PodTech.net. I'm here at the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco, California. I'm here with Bill Roberts of Softimage. Bill, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks very much. Glad to be here.
Bill, go ahead and tell us what you do at Softimage.
Well, I'm Director of Product Management, so I guess I'm really lucky. I get to...
you get to try out all the new stuff.
I get to try all the new stuff, but I also get to, you know, sort of get the pulse of what's going on in the industry, figure out what's going on with the hardware technologies, figure out what our customers want to do, and then work with an incredibly talented team of people to come up with what are the tools that next generation gamers need to make, you know, stellar content.
Bill, what does Softimage specialize in? What tools?
Well, we've been in the industry for 20 years. So actually, we've been part of making video games for, you know, as long as there's been video games. So Softimage makes, you know, a 3D modeling and application, 3D modeling and animation application. So we're what people do to make the assets that go into the games. Okay. And we also have some specialized tools that are really meeting the challenges of today's games, such as Face Robot, which is specifically designed to meet the challenges of facial animation.
What are some of the games that you've you guys worked on in the past, and what are some of the games you guys are working on today?
Anyways, we work with a ton of studios. One of the biggest ones is EA Chicago. Just announced that they switched their whole pipeline over to our Softimage XSI software.
Are you guys involved with Fight Night by any chance?
I believe that actually does come out of their studios, and I'd have to check before I said 100%, because EA is just such a monolith now. They're producing so many titles, but I know that Chicago is one of the sports-focused locations. Right. I also know they do some of the Def Jam stuff, too.
Right.
So that's pretty cool there. Another big one is Lionhead in the UK, so they're doing some interesting stuff over there. Capcom, Konami, Valve, a lot of the big companies. So Softimage is huge in Japan. I don't know if you've noticed too, but Japan is really setting the pace in terms of the style and vibe that's happening in gaming right now.
Now, in what ways is Softimage enhancing the gaming experience?
Well, one of the big things is you think about the home experience for gaming right now, it's really changed a lot. So you may have a 50-inch flat screen TV 10 feet away from you. When you've got a hero character right in your face like that, so much can be told on his face, raising an eyebrow, tweaking a lip, the wrinkled forehead, these sort of things. Now, the characters in gaming used to be quite static. Now they're actually part of the story and they're telling the story. So one of the biggest things we've done, we introduced a tool for film called Face Robot.
Right.
And it's a really specialized tool that allows you to take all of the complex facial structures that underlie your head, like all the muscles, the bones, the jaws, the rigs, and allow you to express, you know, just through your face what's going on, and allows you to do these things with a time frame that collapses 2 weeks out of a regular schedule, and also allows you to do so many more characters. So we developed this for feature film.
Right.
And all the guys in gaming went, ah, those feature film guys, they got, you know, 20 guys to do one character. I got one guy to do 20 characters.
Yeah.
So we just added a whole bunch of new stuff in that allows you to do facial animation with a precision and a quality that's never been seen before. So we're showing it over on the booth right now.
Bill, there are thousands of developers and companies here showing off their new products. Including companies that have their own animation tools besides Softimage. What separates your tools to your competition?
Well, I think if you look at, you know, a lot of companies now, if you look at almost any high-end game company, they probably have more programmers than we do. So a lot of it's about how do you get them to focus their energies where it makes the biggest difference. So there's so many things that we do which are just baseline functions. You have to be able to hold all your assets, you have to be able to animate, you have to be able to rig, you have to be able to do all these things. So companies don't go off and do all those things themselves. So what we do is we provide the best base bed application. We provide a really strong set of programming tools so they can extend what we offer. So all their energies go into making what we do and making it better. And the other thing that we also do is we make sure that we do point tools. So if you looked at the change in the way gaming pipelines used to work, it used to be one application. Now at the front end, in the modeling side, you see a lot of these new organic modeling tools. I think the hottest one on the market right now is Mudbox. So people are producing really detailed models. So they're using one application for that. They're using different things down the pipeline. One of the beauties about Softimage, you can use us for the whole pipeline, or you can use us at any point in the pipeline because we've made the tools so you can interoperate with everything that's out there.
Well, from a gamer's perspective, I mean, I game myself.
Yeah.
It's animation effects and physics to these younger kids nowadays. It's something that sometimes I feel they take for granted.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
coming from the era of Atari and ColecoVision and Commodore 64, I guess you could say it's a breath of fresh air to hear this kind of stuff and this kind of technology going on here at GDC. Well, Bill, you know, appreciate the time. Thanks a lot for the podcast, and you know, good luck with everything here at GDC.
Thanks very much. Take care.